Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Incompetent Box Boy by Justin Masters, El Dorado Hills, California. In sixth grade, I was transferred into Jim Sanderson's class. He was the new teacher at our school, which was on the west side of Salt Lake City, Utah. It was filled with people of color and a multitude of nationalities. We lived there because we were poor. My mother was divorced with four kids, and back then, being divorced in a family-oriented Mormon Mecca was akin to the scarlet letter being placed on our foreheads. Something was wrong with you if you were in a divorced family. Jim earned the respect of his students and encouraged them to excel by offering prizes to those who were willing to stretch their minds and solve tough problems. I was eager to please him as he gave a ray of kindness to a boy in a fatherless home filled with a desperate sort of tension, how to get by month to month. In return for my efforts in solving math problems, he treated myself and a few classmates to a one-on-one meal across town. It wasn't fancy, but for a poor kid, eating out even at a small deli was a treat. He took some time to get to know me, asked me questions about myself and my family, and asked if he could help. I was too proud to tell him what he must already have known about the condition of our family and finances. I admired him and didn't want him to think any less of me for admitting that I needed help. "We're okay," I lied, but he came to our door one day with a big packing box full of cereal. He said he ran a couple of stores across town, and once in a while, someone would try to open up the box with a razor and slice too deeply, opening the individual packages. He couldn't sell them and thought we could use them. He couldn't begin to imagine. Macaroni and cheese, that was our favorite. It disappeared almost as quickly as it had appeared. Oatmeal, cake mix, flour, etc., and more seemed to come all the time. Well, I hoped he fired his box boy. He must have been the most incompetent help ever hired, what with all the boxes of food with slits and cuts in them that came to our house. But as I thought back in our years later, I realized he must have cut a number of boxes himself. It must have been a way he could give food to people and let them retain their dignity. He taught for a few more years, probably helping others as he had helped my family, and then he was gone. A heart attack had felled this gentleman and took a small part of my heart with him.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.